time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. We're here every Thursday on msonersports.com. Hope everybody is well. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to be short in this opening segment because it is quiet on the Valley. Not a lot of NCAA Valley represented kids out there in the basketball tournament, which is March Madness. It's so hot right now. But we are kind of waiting patiently for spring to come, right? This is the game. This is the week where games kind of start. So really nothing happening in terms of who's doing what, but we'll keep you posted all spring. Like we're going to do later in the show, the Merrimack Valley Spring Sports Report. We'll talk about who did what last year and kind of set the foundation for going forward. But first, we're going to take a break and catch up with Zach Wilinski, the North Andover standout, 1,299 points in his career. Led him to great tourney runs the last 2 years. And what an intelligent, articulate young man you are going to hear after the break. Looking forward to it, catching up with Zach, and then a little spring sports report to finish the show.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, we are back at it with our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be North Andover hoop standout Zach Wilinski. What's going on, Zach?
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on. Just completing another great season. Unfortunately, short of the team goal, the ultimate team goal, you know, losing in the Elite Eight round, correct, to Zavarian?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. We made a great run in the tournament, and then, we lost to Zavarian in the Elite Eight. Yep.
Yeah. Take me to that game, you know, the final game of, you know, your North Andover career. I mean, it's just been, it was just a wild three-point game and just a lot of swings and momentum. But at the end, they kind of pulled away.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a tough game, and we knew that it was going to be a tough game on both sides of the ball. They're a very good team. They're very well coached, and they run a zone defense the entire game, which is something that we haven't seen before. So we do a lot of sets, a lot of quick hitters and stuff like that, but that's all against man-to-man. So we only had a couple of days to kind of get ready for that zone defense. We worked super hard that week, trying to put in some new stuff, some new quick hitters to kind of work that zone, try and get some inside touches, post touches and stuff like that. But our biggest goal was to rebound, to defend and get out in transition, because it doesn't give them a lot of time to set up in a zone when you're out in transition and running and everything like that. But you know, it was just, we couldn't, you know, we couldn't really get ahead, which is kind of what we wanted to do, get out in transition. They were hitting a lot of their shots. They're just a really good team. So we knew it was going to be back and forth all the way through. And then it got down to the wire. I think we hit a couple of shots to go up and then they would just respond right back. So we knew it was going to be like that back to back game. And then towards the end, they hit their free throws. They hit a couple of some like contested layups and stuff like that, which, you know, at the end of the day, we gave it everything we had. And that was the most important thing before going into that game, was we met as a team. And the last practice, we just said, you know, look to the left, look to the right. And this is what we're going. We're going to go in full speed, 110%. And, you know, the result's going to take care of itself. And we fell short. There are a lot of shots that we wish we could have, you know, had back and everything, some that rattled out and stuff like that. But they're a very good team. They run that zone very well. It's super hard to break it down. A lot of credit to them. They're active on defense. They're very long and athletic. And they play with energy, which, you know, I got a lot of respect for them as a team. And to see them compete in the Final Four was really good. But I mean, we were able to look at each other in the locker room after the game and say, you know, we gave it everything we had. And at the end of the day, there's going to be no regrets when you give it your all. So great game and props to them. But it was fun to battle on our home court for, you know, one last time.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, finishing in the Elite Eight this year and then semifinals last year, right, of Division One. I mean, yes. You're going to look back at that someday and say, man, we were close. We were there. We were competitive. You know, this 2-year run is going to be looked back very fondly, if not, if it doesn't continue after you're gone, who knows, right? But, you know, what's been the consistent things here about this North Andover program over these two seasons?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a special, you know, 2 years. It's been, I mean, for me, 4 years and everything, just being with Coach Tanglis and the coaches has been awesome. But these past 4 years have been great. And, you know, maybe you can look at, you know, the stats and we shoot it well and everything like that. But to me, the most important thing that really kept us going was our team culture. The way that everyone just knew, like, we loved each other, like we loved hanging out and everything. And it's the thing behind the scenes that, you know, sometimes that people don't see. They're going to see all the three pointers going and everything like that. But what a lot of people don't see is the, you know, the pasta parties before every game at a house or at the cafeteria. Always hanging out in the locker room before and after practice, hanging out with friends or just hanging out as a team on the weekends and stuff like that. That stuff is going to be very important on the court because it's going to build trust and it's going to build, you know, just that team culture, which is what we were looking for. And huge shout out to Rick Gorman, who came in before the season. He did a big culture workshop with us and kind of let everyone express themselves and stuff like that and just kind of talk, get excited for the season, get to know each other and stuff like that. And you know, that bond that we've created is something that we emphasize day in and day out because we know that talent can win games, but we know that team culture and everything like that can take you further. It's just another step in teams that's so important to have. And as a captain for the past 2 years, that's something that I've really tried to emphasize is creating a strong team culture. And that's what we've had. I think that's the most important thing because if we, you know, showed up for the 2 hours of practice and everyone just kind of went their separate way, headed home, we didn't really see each other outside of basketball, I think it, you know, would have ended differently than it did. But again, huge shout out to Rick Gorman over at the U Center for helping us run that culture workshop. And then he came at the end of the season, I think right around the Comcast tournament time to do another follow-up and everything like that. And it just really helps. It helps everyone. It brings people together. It helps hold people accountable too. And yeah, I think that's the most important thing is just the way that we work together as one on and off the court.
Is that the Rick Gorman, the tournament director of the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. He's very active. He's a huge advocate for the MVC, right?
Yes.
He's always promoting things in the MVC, tweeting and stuff. Always good tweets, good takes, right? So that's it. That tell me more about that culture workshop. This is like one of the first times an athlete has told me about that. I've been like in local journalism for like 25 years. I haven't heard something like that. That is a fascinating, you know, dynamic to have that kind of workshop. Usually it's like skills and, you know, stuff like that, scrimmages, get ready for the season. But this was like in a classroom, like listening to someone talk about like culture building.
Yeah. This was awesome. And, you know, again, huge shout out to Rick. I know he does this with a lot of other teams and He this was something that, you know, I think my first year doing it was my sophomore year. And right after that, when I got captain for junior year, I was like, all right, come back and do it again, because it was super helpful. So what it was is we met, I think, a week before our first game. So a couple of scrimmages have gone by. Obviously, the season's gotten started and everything. And we go in the coach's room, which like has some couches and tables and chairs and everything like that. Coaches are involved too. So it's all the players and all the coaches. And Rick runs it. We go through a series of exercises and everything. And it's just kind of about, you know, like write down what you think this team can be, all stuff like that. Talk about like what it means to put yourself behind others, like put the team before yourself and stuff like that. We do some stuff on the whiteboard, just kind of going over where guys are at right now and where they want to be in the future. And we go over a lot of stuff about like fun activities. Like we'll have people, one of my friends, Jake Thorne, he's big into music and everything. And so we have him go in the middle and start singing and everything. It creates an atmosphere where his voice is hidden and everyone can just kind of, you know, talk and hang out with each other without having to worry about what other people think and stuff like that. So he makes people laugh. But most importantly, we really, you know, dig deep and talk with the heart and stuff like that, just about what we can see, or what we see our team in a couple of years, or a couple of months, stuff like that, as the season gets underway. And it's just a lot of stuff like that. It's a lot of stuff about, you know, just team building, doing some like fun exercises and workshops and stuff like that. So it's a really great thing that he does. And I've no doubt that he'll keep doing it within the team and in the future years to come, because it's very helpful. And then he comes at the end of the season as well. He came at the end of the season this year, just to kind of follow up and see where people are at and if the goals that we wrote down in the beginning were achieved and stuff like that. And what's next? Cause it's a new season when playoffs start, everyone's 0-0. So we had to really emphasize that. He just does an incredible job. It brings us together. I can't talk highly enough about it. It was awesome.
Nice. Zach Walensky's here, North Andover standout, finished up his career, getting over the 1,000 point hump this year, correct, in January?
Yes.
Take us to that moment. I know it's about the team and everything, but heck of an individual accomplishment there, getting 1,000 point. When did it happen? Where? How? And what did it make you feel like to get in those annals of history with North Andover?
Yeah. First of all, thank you. I'm very honored to be a part of it. It was something that it was kind of creeping up on me as the season kind of came on. I think there was a point where I was like 17 away, and then it just kind of kept dwindling down and everything. So it happened, I forget the date, but it was in Andover on a Friday night. I think I was 14 points away going into that game. And obviously my main goal was to win the game and I'm going to do what it takes. But as I kind of got a little bit closer, second half came around, I kind of was like, okay, I think I'm getting there and stuff like that. And then right as I believe it was either beginning of the fourth or end of the third quarter, I got the ball in transition. I went right to the rim. I finished on the left side. And then that was the 1,000 point basket that I scored. And I remember Coach Tanglis ran down the sideline. He tried to get a timeout, and he wasn't able to because Andover inbounded the ball. But huge shout out to Coach Fazio. I've been Andover head coach. I can't really remember how long, but there was a time, a couple of springs, stuff like that, where I worked with him and another group of guys. It was kind of a big group, and we all worked together, and he was the one who ran it. He always believed in me. He had confidence in me, and he pushed me super hard to get better. And then as my middle school and high school career built up, he was always, you know, super supportive and everything. So I can't speak highly enough of Coach Fazio. And he was able to call a timeout. And then my parents were called onto the court. So we took a photo right in the middle of the court on the Andover Road. So yeah, it was fun. It was a memorable moment. It was one of those moments that's just going to stick with me for the rest of my life. It was special, just seeing all my teammates and everything and all the people that have helped me get there, being there to watch what they, who have been with me along the way. It was special. It was an incredible night. I'm honored to, you know, be a part of a special group of people and, just to see all my coaches, all my teammates, players, friends in the stands, parents in the stands and everything like that. and get in the picture with my parents, who can't thank my parents enough. They've always been there every single day, helping me get to that point. And right when that was over, it was back to the game. So yeah, it was a memorable moment, special moment, and just super, super honored.
Yeah. And you probably look back at your career and say, geez, if I made that free throw, now I'm in the 1300s, because you finished with 1299, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, the free throw here, free throw there. I'm in the 1300s. It's but 1299 is no joke. And then sticking with you individually, MVP of the MVC. I mean, that is just, there's probably no bigger honor for in any league in Massachusetts, you know, to come out of that conference as champions, Commonwealth Motors Classic. I mean, it's just, you know, it must be something special, especially how tough the MVC is night in and night out.
Yeah, definitely. And thank you again. And yes, absolutely. The MVC is, it's a complete battle every single night you play an MVC team. Every single team is so good. They're so well coached. They play super hard. There's just something different about the defense in the MVC. It's relentless, full court, man to man, most of the time, sometimes zone. And everyone just gets after it. So to be selected for the most valuable players, it's an incredible honor. And just super thankful for all the coaches that, you know, have the all the respect and everything that they showed me and give me and nominated me for the award was just super, you know, humbling and everything to see. And a lot of the coaches I have close relationships with. So obviously, like Coach Buddha of Tewksbury, Coach Dunham of Central, Coach Fazio of Andover, just to, you know, I've grown up with them and playing 4 years in the MVC and everything. So it's been a battle every single night. Every single night you play an MVC team, you're going to get 110% from the other team. And to get, you know, nominated for an award like that is super honored. And I'm once again honored to join the community of MVPs and everything. And, you know, just to, I couldn't have done it without the support of my teammates, the support of everyone in the league and everything. Because once that state tournament starts, as long as you're, you know, not playing an MVC team, you're rooting for them because you know what they represent and everything like that. It's just a special league and super competitive. And to just, you know, it's incredibly honored. I feel incredibly honored and thankful just to have such an amazing group of guys around me, an amazing group of coaches in the league and players in the league too.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was unfortunately the MVC wipeout in the Elite Eight, right? You had three teams in there, which made sense. It, like the average, like three out of the final eight is MVC. We knew that would, you know, that was a good possibility that would happen. But Lowell, Lawrence, and you guys, you know, ousted in that round. But it could have been a Lowell North Andover semi, and then Lawrence is on the other side. You know, you always hope for those things, but yeah, you know, it's one game, and you know anything could happen in that Elite Eight. It's such a good comp. I mean, what I love about the statewide rankings is it's pretty much like spot on, right? It seems like all the top 4-6 teams get into the semifinals, you know, usually. Unless you have an upstart Cinderella team here and there, but it's pretty spot on. So that was interesting dynamic to watch all those MVC teams battling out in the Elite Eight. You know, Zach, next steps. So what does the spring look like for you? I know, according to your pinned tweet, is that still official? Wesleyan it is?
Yes, right. It is.
Congrats, Wesleyan University.
Thank you.
Playing hoops. Now, who doctored up that photo to put you in a Wesleyan jersey? That was their social media team? Or you? Did you do that?
So that was I've seen, you know, a lot of people on Instagram, they do something like that. And I clicked on like who tagged, like who made it and everything. And so I messaged an Instagram account that like does all that. And he did it for a couple of people that I knew. So I reached out to him and he gave it to me. And like within a couple of days, it was awesome. So
yeah,
he gets credit. Yeah.
Nice. So Wesleyan, you know, a big time school. I mean, the athletics are just phenomenal there. What was the big appeal for you?
Yeah, I'm absolutely honored. I mean, it was a long process, and I think it started back in, I believe, last winter, towards the end of the winter, beginning of the spring. And that's where AAU started. So I was on the circuit team and my goal was to get recruited. So it took, you know, AU film, stuff like that, and going to all these elite camps and everything like that. And it was a long process. It was a lot of fun, and there was a lot of, you know, stress. It was very up and down. I mean, this is the next 4 years of basketball and academics that I'm looking for. So it did take a little while, and I kind of went into it with a different mentality. I wasn't really aiming for a school. I didn't have like my target on one specific school. There were a lot of ingredients that I was looking for to mix in for one school, and I knew like the type of schools I was looking for. I just didn't have the exact name that I could, you know, lay a finger on and everything. And so it took, you know, the summer and everything like that. And then I went to a Yale elite camp in July, and the head coach there, head coach Joe Riley, is where I first met him, and he came up to me and we just had a conversation, and everything like that. And the first question he asked was, how are your grades? So that's a lesson I hope to pass down to a lot of young athletes who are hoping to pursue sports or anything high academics at the next level, is the grades matter, no matter what class, no matter what year. So, make sure that, you know, at your A game in the classroom, cause it matters and it's super important. And so we had a conversation, and then we just kind of kept connecting throughout the summer, throughout the fall. I think he got to see some of my film that I had in the summer when our North Andover team played in the Wally Seaver tournament and in summer league. So I was able to get that all to him and everything. And I just, right when he talked to me about the program and I was able to do some research on my own, I was instantly hooked. I mean, just the reputation that of the NASCAC is super highly regarded as a great league, and it's incredible basketball, but most importantly, and also it's incredible education. So it's just going to open so many doorways once the basketball route is done. And I'm also super excited to play, you know, another 4 years of basketball under an incredible head coach, Coach Joe Riley. Nothing but incredible things to say about him when it comes to what I've heard from other people, and that, you know, you're going to love your experience there and everything like that. Just the connections and like all that stuff is going to be second to none. So I was super excited for that. And then October was a little tough just because I was also playing football. So it was, you know, there wasn't a lot of basketball that I was playing, but I was able to get a weekend and we were able to connect. And I went down late in October on a weekend, and instantly it was the place that I knew. It was so they had a scrimmage in the morning, which I went to, and just great basketball. Coaches, Coach DJ and Coach Belinda were there coaching the assistant coaches, and Coach Riley obviously was there too. So we got to see all of them, meet some of the parents, meet some of the players. And then afterwards, there was a football game, and there was a huge tailgate, and tents were set up. And yeah, each sports team had a tent and everything like that. All the parents were there. All the teams were there, all the athletes were there hanging out and everything. And that's just what I love. I love teams supporting teams, athletes supporting each other and everything like that, and getting out to games. And the football game was a great atmosphere. And I got to see some of the dorm rooms that the guys had and everything. And just the campus was, it looked incredible. It was awesome. And the guys were awesome. I mean, hanging out with a group of guys like that is what I want to do for the next 4 years. So that was a jackpot, and everything like that. And so that's when I was instantly bought onto Wesleyan. And I think it was a week or so after I gave Coach Riley a call, and we had been staying in touch and everything. Had some great conversations, and I told him, I obviously talked with my parents and everything, and some other mentors, Coach Tanglis, and everything like that. And I ended up giving him a call, and I told him that I'm going to commit to the application process. And I did that, and he helped me through admissions. So I can't thank him enough for that. And right when I got the "you're in," it was, I'm a Cardinal for the next 4 years. And I was super excited to be able to go to such an incredible school and an incredible league, academics, everything like that is going to be awesome for me. And one of the connections that I had was that my assistant coach, North Andover coach Billy Hart, he played basketball at Bates. And when he played at Bates, Coach Joe Riley was the head coach at Bates. So he coached Billy Hart. And so I had that connection where Coach Billy Hart was able to talk to Coach Riley and everything, because they've grown super close over the years of coaching and beyond, and everything like that. So huge help and huge thanks to Coach Hart for helping me with that connection and everything. But like I said, the NESCAC is just, it's great basketball. I think they had three or four teams in the in the tournament this year. So it's fun. It's going to be, I'm very excited. I can't say enough good things about what I've heard about Coach Riley and everything, and our conversations that we've had together. He's come to some of my games this winter, and just seeing him and everything, it's going to be awesome. I'm very excited.
Yeah, he's like a NESCAC legend. I'm reading up on him, you know, like just it's, you know, he was his last six seasons at Bates were phenomenal. 701 winning percentage, you know, coach of the year in 2003 there in New England. So he knows the NESCAC in and out and that scene. So under his leadership, you're going to develop into, you know, one fine young man and college basketball player. It looks like that's awesome. Best of luck to you with that.
Thank you.
Lastly, you know, fun wise, what's happening in the summer? You have to have a little fun, but or at least put some money in your pocket for your fall semester at college.
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing? Can we see you like, I don't know, landscaping or slinging ice creams around the Merrimack Valley?
So I've worked at a lot of youth camps over the summer. That's what I really love and take pride in. So I'm definitely going to do my best to get around to those and everything like that, and summer programs, everything like that, helping out with the youth. I think it's so important to create relationships with those guys, because you never know if they're looking for someone to look up to and everything like that. So me being there for them is super important, and their support goes, you know, beyond the camp and everything. I see them at my games all the time, coming up to me after the game. So creating relationships with the youth is something that I love doing, and I'll probably do my best to get around to some camps and everything like that. I'm going to miss the football off season. Those were always fun, football summer. There was nothing better than that. So I'll definitely miss it. And, you know, huge shout outs to Coach Jay Fielding at Pack Performance, Coach Cerullo, Coach Dubzinski, the whole football crew this summer last summer of my going into my senior season that made it incredible. We were in the gym like three times a week and on the field every other day. It was incredible. So I'll definitely miss that, but I'm excited for the future of that program. And I know they'll be working hard once again to have a good year. So that'll open up sometimes. So I'll definitely hang out with some friends, go some fun places. We deserve it. We've been together for a long time, and you know, seeing us at the end of our high school career is something that we never thought we'd, you know, be at. Like, it just went by so fast. So we'll definitely take some time to hang out and, you know, do all that stuff, go to the beach, stuff like that, have some fun. Adding on to all the workouts that I'll be doing for Wesleyan and stuff like that, and just getting myself better, to be in the best shape that I can possibly be in, pushing myself every single day. That the grind will never stop in this summer and spring. So I'm going to push myself like I've never been pushed before to get better and get myself ready for the next chapter of basketball, as well as maybe some coaching opportunities. I would love to, in my far future, become a coach of any of basketball. And I know that there are some connections that can help me get to, you know, get into that network and everything like that. And maybe this summer I can start somewhere and just kind of get get my feet wet in that pool and everything, and see what that's all about, because that's something that definitely interests me. So maybe if it's like an AU team or something like that, we'd love to kind of get down that alley. Yeah, because that's something that I would absolutely love to do in the future, and you know, learn from all the coaches that I've had, all the incredible coaches, Coach Tanglis, Coach Dubzinski, and everything like that. So, that's definitely what I'm looking forward to. And this summer it's going to be very, very fun, but it's also going to be, you know, a lot of hard work and really getting after it. Yeah.
Yeah. You can be like a Coach Tanglis, like, 'cause he was a legend as a player, and now, you know, he's making his case as a legend as a coach.
Yeah.
Follow that path, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Zach Walensky, you've been an amazing guest, absolutely spot on, and, you know, it kind of mirrors your efforts on the court, just a standout. So we appreciate you coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, and we're going to catch up with you and Wesleyan down the road for sure. So wish you the best of luck going forward.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
All right. Have a good one, buddy.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was Zach Walensky. Thank you, Zach, for catching up with the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. West, best of luck at Wesleyan. Looking forward to watching you do great things. So let's go around the horn and see what happened last year as a reminder for some of these sports in the Valley and who may have some momentum going into next year based on their tournament run. So Methuen, we know, had an awesome baseball run in their Final Four, and they lost to number one seed Franklin in that semifinal, and Franklin ended up losing to Taunton in the final. So looking for big things out of Methuen coming back next year. Nothing doing in Division 2, 3. So let's move on to softball Division 1, where we know Central Catholic made it all the way to the final, beating Peabody in the semis and losing, though, to Taunton. Taunton is just a really, really strong team there in Division One softball ranks. So look for Central to have more, great news going forward this spring in softball. And, another team from the Valley that lost in the finals was Division Two's Tewksbury, 10-9 to Burlington. Tewksbury's going to be hungry to get back. You know they're always great. And let's move on to our next sport, getting over to the lacrosse ranks. Lacrosse is kind of the quiet one in the spring for all sports for the Valley, but I do like Central and Chelmsford girls. They battled it out in the round of 16 last year, and Central won that 9-7, and they went on to lose to Lincoln Sudbury in the round of 8. So that's really all that is exciting as far as last spring goes. Maybe there'll be a turnaround this year for Valley lacrosse. So we'll look forward to that. Thank you for tuning into the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We appreciate it. We're here every week. If you have any suggestions for guests, hit me up on Twitter. You guys know where to find me, or anywhere. NickCastroD@yahoo.com is a good email as well. Thanks for tuning in to the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Looking forward to having a great spring.